The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I set it up for you just a few minutes ago. Coach Joe Mantegna, assistant coach for South Sudan at the Olympic Games in Paris, joining us now on Brian and Company. Actually, you're in Lille, Coach?
Yes, I am. How are you, Brian? Good to be on with you.
Coach, I mean, it's good to have you on. We appreciate the time. I know time is tight and you're very, very busy. So the basketball happens. How far is Lille from Paris? It's like a two-hour train ride, or what is it?
Yeah, we were a couple hours on the bus to get to the opening ceremonies, yes.
So I have a million questions for you. I guess I'll start with the first one is, has the wow factor worn off and you're focused on your routine, or are you still sort of surreal mode with where you are and what you're doing?
At age 55, I'm pretty good about being on my own mat, as my yoga teacher wife says, and focusing on my own thing. The problem is this daggone phone in my pocket that keeps buzzing. That makes it hard to be in the moment. I got to put that on the other side of the room and shut it off, because it gets hard to be in the moment with the messages and the social media. But in terms of my minute-to-minute, yeah, man, locked in on film of USA and Serbia, and feel like I can enjoy it all at the beach in a week and a half when I get out of here.
Yeah. Well, we all want to share it, Joe. I mean, we're proud of you, and it's an incredible story. And I don't think the phone's going to stop buzzing for a while. You know, before I get into the basketball side of it, like, what is it like? I mean, listen, this country's, 13 years old. It's an African nation. Of course, you know, Royal Ivy, the head coach, is not from South Sudan, but as a white American, like, what is it like culturally for you? And in terms of the acceptance and getting in the rhythm, is it just about basketball? I mean, talk about that experience.
Well, you know, a bunch of us who are not from South Sudan, and there's a number of us on the coaching staff, sort of got into this to support Royale and especially support Luol. And it wasn't as if we didn't understand the South Sudan culture, the country, or what this meant to the country, but my initial reason for jumping in was to support my former players. But what has happened over the course of four summers, from AfroBasket to World Cup to Olympics, is you get to see via social media and via videos of South Sudanese people that come up to me and show me their phones of what's happening back in the motherland. And even really, we're feeling the love from the entire continent. I mean, this is now obviously South Sudan centric, but all of Africa is behind us. And the enormity of what we're doing and how sport can impact and unify nations is sort of staggering. And honestly, you know, you got to not think about that when you're preparing scouts and when you're on the bench, but it's a beautiful thing to think about and reflect back on after the games are over, and certainly after the entire Olympics is behind us.
You know, we're talking with Joe Mantegna, head coach at Blair Academy, but the assistant coach with the South Sudan national team, joining us now live from France. From the basketball perspective, you went through the whole qualifying process, and, you know, quite frankly, you surprised a lot of people, you know, coming out of Africa. You had this tight game with the U.S. before the games. You had a comeback win against Puerto Rico. What's the sense of, like, confidence and momentum with the team? Obviously, Wednesday is a huge, huge challenge.
Yeah, we've never been more confident. I think there was some imposter syndrome all the way through, and obviously playing U.S. down to the last possession and coming back, as you said yesterday, not losing our poise in the face of a double-digit deficit in the second quarter. We know what we're up against USA, and then even Serbia, who has the best player in the world on their team. We know what we're up against. But we are confident. We are connected. And you know, right now we're just playing with house money. Our goal is to get to the knockout stage. You know, two of the three third-place teams, based on point differential, go through. And so if we could get to the Final Eight in Paris and get to the knockout stage, that would be incredible. And that comes down to not necessarily even winning against the U.S. and Serbia, but point differential right. against the other third-place teams. So, you know, well, whether we win or not, so the goal is to win, but we're trying to keep those games close.
Right. So, I mean, that was my question. You could potentially go 1-2 and still make the knockout round.
Yeah, we can definitely go 1-2 and make the knockout stage, depending on point differential. So it was key to keep the foot on the gas at the end of the Puerto Rico win, and it's key no matter what the situation is in the next two games to continue to play. Very different for our American players. Our European sort of FIBA players are used to that, but very different for American players.
Yeah. I mean, other elements of the game that are different.
Yeah, I mean, the physicality is different. The timeouts setup is different. 10-minute quarters are different. I mean, basically everything is different, Brian. I mean, it's a very, very different game than NCAA or NBA. It's very different. And, you know, we've gotten sort of collectively way more used to it. We're doing a better job as a team playing the style that is necessary to be successful.
Just a couple quick minutes here with Coach Joe Mantegna here, of course, assistant coach with the South Sudan national team. I mean, again, I don't know your world. You have a game on Wednesday. You have most of the rest of the day today and tomorrow. Like, is it really all basketball, like, all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I have the Serbia scout, so I was up at 8 a.m. this morning and watched Serbia for 5 hours. And taking notes and doing video edits. And then we have team film at 3 and we have practice for 2 hours this evening. So, you know, my wife and kids are in Lille and, you know, I'm not even able to see them today. You just don't want to leave any stone unturned, you know? I mean, sometimes going through can come down to one play, one side out of bounds, one stop. And, you know, just the elevated stakes is such that you just want to be overprepared. I don't want to look back on saying, hey, I cut a corner here and it cost us it cost South Sudan the opportunity to get to the knockout stage. So that's sort of where we all are as a coaching staff to work. We're at the end of this now. This has been 4 summers and we don't want to cut corners here in the final weeks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I totally get it. Last question. I know you got to go, and I know you're probably pretty exhausted. But how do you like when you sit down to look for weaknesses in like Team USA? Like, I mean, you can't divulge what you think those weaknesses are, but that's kind of a weird thing to look across. And whether it's Durant or Edwards or LeBron, I mean, Jason Tatum didn't even play against Serbia, and you got to game plan these guys.
Yeah, the USA is not my scout, but I did live scout them yesterday in the front row of that USA-Serbia game with 27,000 people, just like our game. And I'll share a funny anecdote with you. You can kind of finish on this because it is kind of funny. When we were leading up to the game in London when we played USA a week and a half ago, the game we almost beat them, I said to the coaching staff at one point, I said, you know, with LeBron, we can kind of go under screens, like, you know, force him to shoot jump shots. And that's, in fact, what Serbia did do yesterday. But I said, we are actually sloughing off the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA. I mean, the guy has scored 41,000 points in the NBA, and we're talking about kind of make him score. I mean, the absurdity of that, just saying that out loud, like halfway through my sentence, I caught myself like, we are really talking about sloughing off the leading scorer in the history of the NBA. So, yes,
yeah.
There aren't a lot of cards to play in a game like this. We want to the right way. We want to compete for 40 minutes. And we want the USA, regardless of the outcome, to know that, you know, once again, we went right back at them like we did last Saturday in London. And that's kind of where our mindset is.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wish you the best. I mean, I think it's one of the best stories at the entire games because the whole nation is behind them. And I know it's been an incredible journey for you and your family, for that matter. And I think I'm going to try to get Shelley to be our Olympic correspondent, but I'm working on that separately outside of you and me. Coach, I really appreciate the time. I know we go back a long way, but it means a lot. You took a few minutes.
No, it's great. Keep an eye out for the documentary that'll be coming out in the next year. We're in the process of selling the documentary. And, it's blessed times, Brian. Thank you for having me on. I'm always here for you, my friend. I value our friendship, and I'll talk to you soon.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.